All right, it is 95.5 KLOS, Araka, Southern California. Fraser Smith here. Happy almost New Year's. We're in the middle of a six-hour party song playlist that started at 8 o'clock tonight on KLOS. We got all kinds of great tunes for you, and we got the countdown coming up if we can figure that out. We have to do it. There's a delay, right? So we have to bounce it off another radio station? Is that how it works? I don't know. Anyway, I got a couple of predictions, guys. Uh-oh. You ready for that? Just tell me when to stop.
No, but go ahead.
Okay. I think that was, I was being told to stop.
No.
Okay. Donald Trump, I predict that Donald Trump will lose all of his hair when his covfefe cannon backfires.
I think he already lost all his hair, but go ahead.
Well, no, but that could happen. All right. I predict that our sponsored Trump's tacos will be forced to close after a batch of tainted Russian dressing sickens thousands.
I think
of customers.
I think you know something.
That might have already happened.
I think you might know something.
I predict that in 2018, Rams coach Sean McVay will finally graduate from middle school. Finally.
If he keeps his grades up.
That guy. Yeah. I also predict that in 2018, KLOS will switch from rock to talk radio for pets. It's a hot new format.
Okay,
I know
that,
my dog will be listening.
On that note, maybe we should go back to music.
You think that's where we stop?
Yeah.
I have one more. One more.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I predict that our sister station, KABC, will switch to playing high-speed accordion music. Well, Weird Al's going to love that.
Wow.
Fraser Smith Show, 95.5 KLOS. Should have stopped at the other one, right? Yeah, 95.5 KLOS, that's Cheap Trick, California man. Fraser Smith, and we're in the middle of a six-hour nonstop rock playlist. Texas, if you want anything played, 800-955-KLOS. Here's Judas Priest and Screaming for Vengeance for Greg from, well, he doesn't say where he's from. Apparently, he's avoiding authorities. 95.5 KLOS. Yeah. Hendrix by request on 95.5 KLOS. Fraser Smith, happy almost New Year's Eve. We're in the midst of a six-hour nonstop playlist. We're going all the way till 2 a.m. with nonstop rock here on KLOS. If you want to hear something, shoot us a text at 800-955-KLOS. And here's AC/DC and Thunderstruck for Lawrence in Woodland Hills. Happy New Year, Lawrence, from 95.5 KLOS. I think Mel is waiting for midnight when weed becomes legal to cop some Thunderstruck OG. Just can't wait for it.
Yeah.
40 more minutes, Mel. Come on. 95.5 KLOS, Fraser Smith here. Happy almost New Year's. We are in the middle of a six-hour nonstop rock playlist. Roll until 2 a.m., gang. And if you want to get something on the air, give us a call. Hit us with a text, 800-955-KLOS. And here's The Doors and L.A. Woman for Alex Lopez from Norwalk. Last New Year's Eve, Mel was in Norwalk. He got so hammered he couldn't drive Norwalk.
I knew you were going to do that.
I got to get those bad jokes in before midnight.
I thought, uh-oh, not Norwalk.
That's my resolution. No more dumb jokes. I can't keep that.
Norwalk, slowly I turned, inch by inch, step by
knock
step.
Knock it off, will you? Yeah, 95.5 KLOS. Fraser Smith with you on the Rock of Southern California on a six-hour nonstop rock playlist. Go until 2 a.m. right into 2018. It's almost here.
Wow.
And if you want us to play something for you, text us at 800-955-KLOS. We just heard Metallica and Master of Puppets for Barbara from South L.A. I wouldn't know. I never cross 110th Street. Anything below Wilshire, forget it.
That's what Bobby Womack said.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. The big countdown is coming up. Right now, here's Iron Maiden and 2 Minutes to Midnight for Greg in Riverside. Yeah, 95.5 KLOS, Araka, Southern California. That was our friends Great White and Rock Me. We're on a six-hour nonstop rock playlist here, going up till 2 a.m., and it's almost time for the countdown.
Yeah, my dad requested some Jorge Negrete. I don't know if we can get to that or not.
We'll see if we can get to that
okay.
A little bit later.
Right.
If you want to get a request in, 800-955-KLOS, and this is going to be a little tricky, the countdown, because we have delay on the station. So
that and we have to count.
Well, that's the other thing.
Here we go.
Cue me, Mel.
Okay. Okay, wait a minute.
Hear me?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Now.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, here's to survival.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
We'll be doing this again next New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year from 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
Listen, before you black out, Happy New Year.
Cumulus Station.
Okay. Well, this is by request from Jerry from Torrance. Hey, Mel, it's legal now, so spark them if you got them. Did we screw that up? Did we screw up the count? No. There you go. The Coop on 95.5 KLOS, The Rock of Southern California. Happy New Year. Fraser Smith in the middle of a nonstop rock playlist. Going until 2 a.m. here on 2018, Mel.
Yes.
Did
yes.
I screw up the countdown?
No, you did not.
I did.
We're in 2018. It worked. It didn't stop us. We're good.
You could hardly...
Speaking of that, the Goodwill Ambassador of Los Angeles, Tio Lopez, made sure to say Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to our old friend Tio. He runs Dodger Stadium.
And Disneyland.
Yeah. All the big... Yeah. Parks. All right, 800-955-KLOS. If you want a request, please send us a text. And this is Sabbath and Paranoid for Jeff from Monrovia. Mel, you don't have to be paranoid anymore. It's legal.
It is.
If KLOS or Rock of Southern California on a nonstop rock playlist, we're going till 2 a.m. 2018, guys. Happy New Year. Yeah. If you want to hear something, text us, 800-955-KLOS. And this is for my brother Scott Smith. Yeah. He wanted to hear some Stones. He loves the Stones. He texted in from Gainesville, Florida.
Very cool.
Yeah, how about that? Here's Satisfaction on 95.5 KLOS. Happy New Year, buddy. Yeah, there they are, the Beasties on 95.5 KLOS. That's for Tammy from Hollywood. Happy New Year, guys. We're in the middle of a six-hour nonstop rock playlist going until 2 a.m. here on KLOS. And if you want to hear something, text us at 800-955-KLOS. Well, Mel, here we are.
Yes, 2018.
Yeah. Weed is legal, bro. You're going to be a happy guy.
It's going to be a much more comfortable ride home.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
I spoke too soon. Look who's here.
Oh, my God.
Right,
his...
wow.
Putting on the Ritz.
What's
that?
New Year's getup.
New Year's
Don Barris.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little...
It's a
drinking.
Nice hat. Okay, you should. It's New Year's. Skits, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Mary Jane, Happy New Year. You look beautiful.
Happy New Year's.
Yes, we were. Let me give you a hint. It's a place... You two are not invited.
Where would that be, Don?
Where do you think? Take a guess. Make it a great 2018.
Keith's house?
Yes. And you were invited. He knew you had to work with Frazier. He's going to make sure you don't have to do that next year. Because I'll tell you this, was truly one of the best parties I've ever been to.
Yeah. Keith had a New Year's Eve party?
Yes.
Did you know about this, Mel? I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, that was the whole plan. Everybody else is there. Heidi, the whole gang is over there.
Wow.
The only show that wasn't there or didn't make some sort of appearance. Here's the deal. You go in there. Keith has this tiger, this white tiger that just walks around. And nobody stops it. And the paws. How big are the paws, Schizo?
They're pretty big.
Yeah, that's a great description.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Tell them about the story when we went back in Keith's bowling alley with the tiger.
He's got a bowling alley. The bowling alley, and a tiger gets in. You know how those bowling lanes are kind of waxed and kind of slippery?
Yeah.
Well, the tiger gets in the bowling lane. He starts,
Right, it tries to claw the keeper. It was crazy. I wish you guys could have come, but that'll probably never happen. By the way, I want to talk to you about our show. Keith is really hot on that.
Oh, wait a minute.
Do you mind working these hours?
You've got a show. These hours? Wait a minute, Don.
What's the matter?
You mean you've got a show coming on
Frazier,
KLOS?
Let me say something to you, Frazier. I felt bad. When Keith started falling in love with me and knew nothing about this show and just said that this was just killing time, he kept asking me, would you like to bring the Ding Dong Show? I kept saying no. And I tried to warn you. I came in here numerous times. Mike, true or false, did I actually warn these guys, start promoting our stuff on Monday nights? Did they do that at the beginning of the show, the end of the show? Did they bring it up during other guest talks? How many times are you going to have what's-his-face on?
Who are you talking about?
Mr. Agent over there. Everybody likes him.
Oh, Barry Camp?
Yeah. We follow him every week. Why don't you just combine us from now on? I think, what's the matter, Mel? No, you're looking like you're interested in doing something. What is it?
It's your outfit. It's
sort of, it is a good outfit.
Wait a minute. Hold everything. You're going to talk about outfits.
No.
Where are you going? The laundromat?
Those Snoopy pajamas, Mel.
That's from Siegfried or Roy.
I didn't realize I was going to be the whipping post tonight. What are you doing later,
buddy? Don.
Keith is having a
party.
Hold on
a second. It's good to see you guys.
We're going to the comedy store, and then we're going... What?
It's good to see you guys, but Keith's got us in the middle of a nonstop rock... playlist.
Oh, speaking of that, Don, you
really?
Forgot to tell Frazier what Keith said. Just be sure to say as soon as we got here.
I got it right here. Let me see.
Oh, no.
Okay, this is a message for Frazier. He put it like this. More music, less Frazier talk.
Wow.
Okay. What is this rock thing you're doing? You're playing different songs? Can we play some songs?
Yeah, we can right now.
What songs do we play?
What do you want? What do you want to
hear?
You want to hear? How about this? This is for you. This guy's from Michigan, like you. Ziggy Pop.
Oh, can I introduce it?
Oh, yeah. He's wonderful.
Hey, everybody. It's Don from Simply Don, the KLOS show that's going to be here Sunday nights, 11 p.m.
Wow.
Here it is. Coming up next, Iggy Pop. Hit it.
Wow. All right. Happy New Year, guys. Yeah, that's Neil Young and Rockin' in the Free World on 95.5 KLOS. Frazier Smith here. Yeah, that was for Frank from Simi Valley. Happy New Year, Frank. And if you want to get a request on, because we are in the middle of a six-hour nonstop rock playlist, started at 8 p.m. here on KLOS, go until 2 a.m., give us a call, 800, or text us, 800-955-KLOS.
Because after 2, we're not playing anything they want. That's it.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know you're a happy camper, man. Weed is legal, and Mel's rolling. Yeah. All right. Well, here we are in beautiful...
I wonder if my insurance will go down.
Well,
yeah,
it's something you got to think about. Yeah, huh? Here we are in beautiful, spanking brand new 2018. We've had a lot of baggage that I'm sure a lot of us would like to leave behind in 2017, like hurricanes. And here's the Scorps with, how about this segue? Rock Me Like a Hurricane for Jeff.
That was so professional.
From Houston.
It was good.
Yeah. On 95.5 KLOS, haven't the people of Houston had enough of hurricanes? Jeff, way to open an old wound. Already in the new year, buddy.
Really don't want to talk about Houston.
Come on. Yeah, that's Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. 95.5 KLOS, Frazier Smith with you here. 2018, guys. How's it feel?
We're halfway there.
I guess we are.
Yes.
We're living on a prayer.
Yes.
All right. Hey, did your computer stop at midnight? Don't worry, because Mel has jumper cables. He'll take care of everything. All right, it's a six-hour nonstop rock playlist till 2 a.m. here on KLOS. 800-955-KLOS, if you want to text us, we'll put a song on for you. You were going to say, Mel?
I'm a bad Mexican. I don't even know where my battery is in my car, so I don't even...
We're going to have to revoke your green card. All right. Frazier Smith Show. Here's Ronnie James Dio. This is for Jeff from Studio City on 95.5 KLOS. Yeah, 95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California. That's Montrose. Sammy Hager on vocals. And that is Bad Motor Scooter. Happy New Year. It's a six-hour nonstop rock playlist up until 2 a.m. here tonight on KLOS. Text us, 800-955-KLOS. We'll try to get your song on. And do we have time for a prediction, a New Year's prediction, Mel?
We always have time for a prediction.
You say that now.
Well, I know.
Wait till you hear it. Okay. I predict. Where's my turban? I predict that the Lakers will win the NBA championship in 2019. And then Laker coach Luke Walton will wake up from his dream.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
Yeah.
I don't think that's... Well, you never know.
Maybe that correlates with the new law.
Could be.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody's been imbibing here.
Yes.
All right. Here's another request, guys, on our nonstop rock playlist. It's Love Roller Coaster. Love this one. This is from Clipper Darrell out in Baldwin Hills on 95.5 KLOS. I think that's a real Clipper Darrell? 2018. Already getting funky. 95.5 KLOS. The Rock of Southern California. Frazier Smith here. Happy New Year. It's a six-hour nonstop rock playlist on KLOS. We've been going since 8 o'clock. That was Superstition, Stevie Wonder, by request from Cassie in Inglewood. Superstition, wow. You know, I broke a mirror back in 2010. Thank God my 7 years is up, Mel. Thank God.
It's about time, dude.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, on the phone right now, he is the OG creator of show business.
The industry standard.
That is the name of his podcast. He is a legendary manager and producer, Mr. Barry Katz. Happy New Year.
Right.
Happy New Year, Barry.
Happy New Year to you and your entire crew and your audience. I'm so excited to be on the show. I'm actually sitting in a sauna in a hotel somewhere near Aspen, just because I was so excited I wanted to get on the phone with you guys.
Wow. Well, that is, you know what? You're in Colorado. What are you, discovering the new John Denver?
Well, the bad news is I just broke a mirror.
Oh, well, that's good luck, buddy. Better get out of that sauna now. Someone might throw a toaster.
Listen, I don't have that much time with you, so I wanted to say something to you and share this with you because it was unbelievable right before I left, and I had this thing in my pocket, and I just wanted to share it with you. It doesn't really require an interview, but it's just something that's really special, and I thought you and your audience would love. Do you mind if I run through it real quick?
Not at all.
All right. I found this thing in an old box from when I started my career. Somebody gave it to me. It was 10 rules for being human. I'm going to amend them a little bit because we don't have much time because this music play is so great. That was such a great song. So here we go. 10 rules for being human. You will receive a body. You may like it or hate it, but it will be yours for the entire period this time around. You will learn lessons. You are enrolled in a full-time informed school called Life. Each day in the school, you will have the opportunity to learn lessons. You may like the lessons or think them irrelevant or stupid. There are no mistakes, only lessons which result in growth. Growth is a process of trial and error experimentation. The failed experiments are as much a part of the process as the experiment that works. A lesson is repeated until learned. A lesson will be presented to you in various forms until you have learned it. When you have learned it, then you can go on to the next lesson. Learning lessons do not end. There is no part in life that does not contain a lesson. And as much as you are alive, there will always be lessons to be learned.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I thought that was unbelievable. No, I just have a few more, and I'll get out. I'll delete some because this is important.
Okay.
Other people are simply mirrors of you. You cannot love or hate something about another person unless it reflects to you. That's something you love or hate about yourself. What you make of your life is up to you. You have all the tools and resources you need. What you make of them is up to you. The choice is yours. The answers lie inside you. The answers to life's questions lie inside you. All you have to do is look, listen, and trust. And the amount of this that you forget is the amount of lessons you've learned or not learned. And I just got this, and I brought it with me because it was so influential to me for this coming year because I thought to myself, every time we do something, we never know what's going to happen, how it's going to turn out. And we think the bad things that happen to us throughout the year, this past year or the future year, are things that are bad and they're horrible and they're going to set us back. But I just wanted to share with the audience that the things that happen that are bad or not as happy for you are the lessons that launch you into successful personal and professional relationships.
Well, that's good to know, Barry, because last year was pretty screwed up for a lot of us. So good to know. That's very positive, and it's a great way to start 2018. Really good to hear from you. Check out Industry Standard. It is the top podcast in all of show business. Barry Katz is the host. Do you have a request? Would you like to hear a request? We're playing a lot of good tunes tonight.
I do. Since I'm in Colorado, I love Joe Walsh. What about Rocky Mountain Way? And I really appreciate you. I really appreciate everyone on your staff, program director, everybody, for having me on. It means a lot to me. Happy New Year, everybody.
There you go, the great Barry Katz. Thank you, Barry. Happy New Year back. This is 95.5 KLOS. Here's Joe Walsh. 95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California. Fraser Smith here. That was Rocky Mountain Way, Joe Walsh on 95.5 KLOS. By request from Barry Katz. He is the host of Industry Standard, the number one podcast. And we want you to keep those requests coming in on our six-hour nonstop rock playlist here, 800-955-KLOS. Give us a text. We'll try to get your song on the air. And here's one. Happy New Year, by the way. And this is one of our favorite guys, Sean Sullivan, who runs the Ice House in Pasadena, California. One of the great comedy clubs. I was out there last night throwing down. Mel?
As you always do, brother.
With my New Year's jokes. And, snapping away. It was a snap heard around the world.
These are the jokes.
Folks, knock it off. Come on.
My nephew, ever since he saw you, was doing that. These are the jokes. These are the jokes.
We got to get him out more. All right. Sean really knows his music. Here's some Bullet Boys. That's what he wants to hear on 95.5 KLOS.
Great Dodger fan, too.
Yeah, he is. We still got to get some. Well, maybe rock and roll never forgets, but I'm getting to the age where I can't remember. I have a senior moment every 20 seconds. Fraser Smith here, 95.5 KLOS.
I know you feel. I walk into the green room going, what did I come in here for?
Yeah. That's what happened when I got here to the station. Like, where am I? Oh, 6-hour nonstop rock playlist tonight. Mel, it's just been amazing.
I know. We're getting a text in right now for a special request by Frank Zappa for Joe Garage by The Phrase.
Yeah, I sent you a text, man. I make a request on my own show? Well, come on.
Yeah, but you could have just like maybe told Mike.
He is right there. But, I mean, look, it's more fun. It seemed like a lot of fun. Everybody's been texting it in. Okay. I figured I'd try it.
All right.
Can we play it?
Special request for Phrase from Beverly Hills.
Yes. All right, 95.5 KLOS. Use a rolling vibe player. 95.5 KLOS. Don't you know any nice songs? That's Frank Zappa.
Yes.
And Joe's Garage. By request from me.
Yes.
Yeah, I can make a request on my own show, right? 95.5 KLOS. It's a nonstop rock weekend. Mel, we've just been rocking for 6 straight hours. Unbelievable. Very here on KLOS. Yes. Happy New Year, everybody. 2018. I'm already sick of it. No. So far, off to a pretty good start, I guess.
Well, you've only broken, you know, half of your resolution, so you're good.
Yeah, it's a start. And we also have, the computers didn't crash. But I know you had your jumper cables ready in case. So. Now, I got a text here. I got a text from you, from Mel Garcia, our producer. Apparently, he wants to hear a song.
Yes.
Mike, what do you think? Should we do it?
Yeah.
All right. He is a producer. All right, here's he wants to hear T-Rex, 95.5 KLOS. A great band. The Rock of Southern California. 20th Century Boy has T-Rex by request from someone named Mel from Pico Rivera. All right, 95.5 KLOS. There you go, Mel. There's your request.
Well, thank you, brother.
I got your request. All right, so 2018, guys, Happy New Year. Fraser Smith here. We want to thank you for being with us here. 6 straight hours of nonstop rock here on KLOS. Pretty impressive, don't you think?
Yeah. 4 of it was last year and 2 this year.
Yeah. We split it up evenly. Yes. Dave Claflin's in the house. That's great. Mike Fox did an amazing job, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, as always. Come on, he's the white Bronco. He's Kid Cougar. He always does the greatest job. Now, Mike, I got a text here from Jonesy.
Oh, Jonesy.
Yeah, Steve Jones, our own Steve Jones. He wants to hear some Sex Pistols. Go figure. On the Rock of Southern California. So we might as well do this for our buddy, right? Don't you think?
No problem.
Happy New Year, Jonesy. Here you go, 95.5. Jay Giles Band. 95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California. Ain't nothing but a party.
Rocking out.
On the Rock of Southern California, Dave Kaplan. Yeah, man, Fraser Smith here. Wrapping it up, brah.
Love the Jay Giles Band.
You got to love them, man. They didn't get in the Hall of Fame again this year. How does that happen?
It's a crime.
That is wrong, man.
Them and Garvey, what do you expect?
Exactly. I was mad about both of them. Billy, I was mad about both of them, man.
There's a connection there. Garvey, I just want you to know.
I think Garvey played drums in the Jay Giles Band. Garvey should be in, bro.
Well, very few people know that the Jay Giles Band also had problems with Don Sutton. So.
Oh, that was, yeah, they did, yeah. A lot of people didn't know that.
A lot of people don't know that.
That is my buddy Bill Kalmuson, the comedian. He's joining us right now. He's got his clarinet, bro. Let's hear some of that.
All right, here we go.
Wow. Talk about nonstop rock. There you go. That was fantastic.
They're going to change the format here. All clarinet all the time. KLOS.
We got Acker Bill coming up next.
Yeah, Licorice Radio, nonstop.
Not a bad idea, Licorice Radio. Remember Licorice Pizza?
Right.
Bill Kalmuson is with us. Happy New Year, buddy.
Likewise, brother. What a better place to spend our first little night on the other side.
Yeah, here we are. 2018. How's it feel so far?
Okay. I mean, right now.
Get back to me on that.
This is as old as I've ever been. That's what I know.
Well, me too.
And it's as young as we'll ever be. So we get it both sides.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Now, did you have a gig or anything tonight?
I was feeling the pulse of the city. I Ubered from North Hollywood to Echo Park to downtown to Hollywood to Beverly Hills to Boys Town to, you know, I was driving.
You were rolling.
Yes, feeling the pulse of the city.
I like it. And yeah. I saw you on Christmas at Laugh Factory.
Yeah, we were.
You were on turkey. I was doing stuffing. I had yams.
And I had the white privilege turkey.
You did.
Yeah, and then there was a dark meat, yeah. And I had the white privilege turkey. Which
a lot of people wanted the white privilege.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time? It was fun, right?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, it's always good because, I'm giving back to the community. Actually, I'm just here trying to get spots from Jamie, but
that is the hidden subtext.
Yeah, actually, what happened, I was trying to get the turkey station at the Mission dinner downtown, but Tom Hanks had it. And
well, see, that's better camera time.
Yeah, so Tom Hanks had it.
No, I did.
Yeah, so all right, go to the Laugh Factory.
I'm just surprised at how many homeless people listen to my show.
Yes.
Is there a correlation there?
Well, I guess the radios are still out there. You know? Yeah.
Maybe Garvey's got something to do with that, too.
Well, yeah.
We did have a good time, though. It was fun.
It's always
very
a blast.
Rewarding. Yeah.
Yeah, and I got to actually get
you
on stage.
You got up on stage.
I got
some,
on stage.
Did some stuff.
Yeah, I was got to exercise my not-used Merchant of Mirth muscles.
So. Well, the crowd's pretty cool. They seem to get almost all the jokes. It's great.
Yeah, they're great. You know, and it's like some of those people, man, they go from the club to Plummer Park in West Hollywood.
Well, that's what feels weird. Is they really have a great time, and we make them feel great, and we give them good food and everything, and they have a great time. And then they have to leave and go back to that reality.
Yeah.
So you just think, it makes you think, how can we help them more beyond that?
Affordable housing. Might be a nice
We got to come up with something.
Well, you know, with the Trumptopia now, it's going to get so good so fast. We know that.
I guess we know that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I guess we know that. All right, you're a big Rams fan. Rams lost today.
They did. It was kind of a giveaway game, you know.
Yeah. They're in the wild card game against Atlanta.
Atlanta, who trashed them last year, beat them, but...
But it's a different Rams.
It's a very different Rams. You know, I was thinking about how the 49ers kind of emerged onto the scene with
Joe
Montana.
They got,
And it was like 1 year they were very mediocre, and the next year they were in the Super Bowl.
They had Joe Montana.
Yeah.
And that was an amazing turnaround. And this kid, Goff, has turned out to be pretty good.
Yes, he has. Cal grad, as so am I. And, he's good. I watched the other guy today, Mannon, and the thing about Goff is he throws a really catchable ball. He's not throwing bullets across the yard. He's throwing big, fat water balloons that people can catch, And, and I think that's a key, in terms of his skill.
It's hard to catch a water balloon, but I know what you mean.
You know, just like a catchable ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the Chargers beat the Raiders, but they're not going to get in.
They're not going anywhere. No. Yeah, there's... Yeah,
that's too bad. I went to a game at StubHub, though.
You did? How was that?
Unbelievable. Great experience because it's such a small park. It's like a high school stadium.
And you guys carry them, right? No.
No, we don't. We don't. But, they had a decent season. They have some really good players. And I really had fun at that game because there's not a bad seat in that place.
As a matter of fact, it's like a smaller field than I played at Taft High School, apparently. You know?
Probably. Well. So Raiders are going nowhere. They fired the coach.
I heard that. Yeah, he got 86 today.
Now, they're supposed to bring in, the rumor, of course, is Chucky's back.
Oh.
They're supposed to bring
Chuck Knox?
Gruden.
I don't know.
We'll see. Do you like Gruden?
I like him on television. He doesn't call me anymore. He's all right. He's very, he's like all chummy with the quarterbacks, and he's got this sort of tough guy gravel in his mouth kind of attitude. But, never played it down in the NFL. But
he did coach the Raiders back in the day.
Yeah. No, he's capable. He's like kind of a crossover between television and coaching and celebrity and advertising.
Yeah,
and
he's
in the NFL industrial complex.
Yeah, he kind of is, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I'm still trying to get over the Dodgers.
Well, you know, that was my next question, actually. You know, you're a big Dodger fan. So's Mel. They came one game.
But that game was a very decisive game.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was the biggest letdown game.
That was bad.
The closest I could compare that game to was the was it the first or the second Ali Sonny Liston fight where the first round he punched him.
And the phantom punch.
The phantom punch, and that was it.
And he goes down. And,
and 50,000 people went, what happened?
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. Because it had been an amazing series up till then.
Right.
What about the move having Yu Darvish start? Was that a – I don't know anything about this stuff, but I would have probably started Kershaw. You're in the seventh game, right?
You're in the seventh game. This is the whole thing.
What's your ace in?
You got your ace. This is – his whole life is leading to this moment. The guy – stumbled in the last game. I might have reversed the, the order had Kershaw stumbled or not been able to finish. Then you got Darvish in the third or fourth inning, and I'm sure our esteemed manager has rethought those decisions maybe a million times.
Probably, yeah.
I like
Roberts, but yeah, he probably had to rethink that a little.
Yeah.
Too bad. What a season they had.
They had a great season, and they were a buck short, and the other team, frankly, was better.
Yeah, well, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they were just better.
That was a tough team, man.
Yeah. So who knows? You know.
Well, they went far. They still have a lot of talent there. We'll see what happens next.
Yeah, it's Lonzo.
And what do you think about the Lakers?
Well,
they've got their youth movement. Are they doing anything?
Well, they're kind of just losing. You know, they lost in double overtime today and tonight, and I don't know. You know,
do they look like they have something for the future?
Yes, they do have something for the future. I don't know how much they have or what it's going to be. I mean, the Warriors are on Mount Olympus right now. So
yeah, they're just,
I want
somebody to knock them off. Of course, the big rumor is we're getting LeBron next year. We'll see.
Yeah, it's a big rumor.
All right, can you play us into commercials with your or music or whatever we're doing with the clarinet? It's Billy Kalmanson. He's joining us. It's 95.5 KLOS, The Rock of Southern California. Yeah. 95.5 KLOS Fraser Smith Show. Bill Kalmanson, the comedian, is with us. He is the Artie Shaw of comedy.
Yes.
That is Piccolo with him.
Artie Shashevsky was his name. Begin, one of the great
Piccolo,
giants.
Piccolo Pete.
On the licorice sticks.
Yeah. Very good. All right. You mentioned Trump earlier, 2018. Does he make it through 2018 without getting impeached or something over the Russian deal, or what do you think?
I don't know. He is the PVP, Putin's vice president, so I don't know how much protection he's going to get from Moscow. But, here's my feeling about this whole deal. If you got a dry cleaning store on the corner, okay, and you take a loan from Don Corleone, you're washing Don Corleone's clothes for the rest of your life.
That's probably true. Yeah, I got you. Hey, did you ever have a crazy New Year's gig? Because I thought of one that I had.
I did.
Let's hear yours.
The Bureau of Prisons at Lompoc.
You can stop right there. Wow. You win. I'm going to top that.
Yeah. And I wish it was the inmates, but it was the actual the BPS dudes. And it was the worst show I ever had.
Was it?
It was not fun, but
it's a captive audience.
Yes, it was captive. But, the people who work in the prisons are also captive in their own way. They're captive to that institutional mentality.
Yeah, their souls have been
incarcerated.
Yeah, they are.
Yes. They get to leave, but their souls
must stay.
Must stay, exactly.
Yeah. Mine was at a sports bar on New Year's Eve and up in Palmdale. And cool place, but we do the comedy show, and they refuse to turn off the bowl games.
Huh. Great.
All bowl games. We're up there doing the show, and everyone's watching the games. And then there'd be people would cheer, and I would go, I'm taking that cheer for me.
That's my
cheer, guys, because
that's not the Cotton Bowl cheer. I'm taking it.
Yeah. No one was watching us do the show. It was pretty bad.
And by the way, that was when New Year's bowl games actually meant something.
It was. It actually was. Those are important games. That's why people wouldn't turn them off.
Yeah.
And, I could see why they wouldn't in a way, but why have the show then? Or at least wait till later.
Who knows?
I don't know. But that was a tough one.
We're fighter pilots in show business. You know, the attrition rate is very high.
We're on autopilot.
we're like the last standing. I mean, it's, you know. It's...
Yeah, did you hear the one about the...
Yeah, oh, okay. Exactly.
Nice talking to you. They don't know our needs. That's the problem.
No, we're just...
Now, do you have any goals? Do you have any things in 2018 you want to try to accomplish, Billy?
To get to 219 would be the main one.
That's always a good one.
Yeah, just to get to the next one is a good one because years are going by faster and faster.
Did it seem like this one flew by?
I don't even know if flight was the right word. It was like almost on a, like, you know, the speed of sound, you know, like the light. You know, it's like each year goes by like a picket fence. Like you drive by a picket fence, it's like boom.
Yeah. I miss Y2K. I mean, that was... For me, I was hoping something weird would happen.
I know.
I stocked up on stuff. I had cases of bottle. I still have them.
Yeah.
Stored away at the house.
What happened?
Nothing.
Just nothing. We just got a year older.
That's all it was. Nothing. I was waiting at the traffic light for it to melt or something.
And something.
Remember they said that everything was going to stop and you wouldn't be able to get home and the computers were going to run backwards? And
I know. That's like ancient history now, like 2000. Like, who was president?
Just felt like last week.
Who was president in 2000? It was Clinton.
I think it was Clinton. Was it? All right, we're going to Google that.
Bush Gore was 2000.
I'm having another senior moment.
Yeah. Bush Gore was 2000.
Yeah, it probably was. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Wouldn't you know it?
That's right.
All right. Well, listen, Billy.
The last great election.
It's great to see you.
Likewise, brother.
And Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And I wish you only the best for the new season, new year here. Your stand-up is fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
I hope you do another show where you have a weekly show.
I like that.
It was a great show.
Jamie just,
at the Laugh Factory.
Is he listening? Hey, Jamie, throw me a bone once in a while.
Well, you did do the white privileged turkey, so
yes.
You should be in better shape.
It's always fun, brother. It's great to be here for you. You're one of the giants in our industry. Really, you are.
I love you, man. And let's play some more clarinet on the way out.
Okay.
If we could, there's Bill Kalmanson. Go see his stand-up comedy. He's great. Awesome. Thank you, Billy. Good to see you, man. Yeah, Cinderella. Shake Me. 2018, baby. 95.5 KLOS Fraser Smith. On the Rock of Southern California. 2017, what a year. Kim Jong-un married Dennis Rodman. Ronda Rousey mud wrestled a goat. No. Harvey Weinstein sexually harassed a plant. Carrot Top morphed into Kathy Griffin. Chewbacca joined the Hair Club for Men. Mariah Carey forgot the words to her own song. What more can happen in a year? And now we have 2018. Look who's joining us, Randy Kagan.
Thank you very much.
On the Fraser Smith Show.
It's nice to be. I don't know where else I could be, but with the land of misfit adult toys here at the Fraser Smith Show.
You have nailed it, my friend.
Yeah, everyone's so excited in New York because a ball drops on New Year's. You know what? I got two balls that drop all year long, 24/7, Frazier.
And no one makes a big fuss of it.
Yeah. How about behold unto me? I don't get any of that.
You're not getting any camera time for that?
No, nothing.
Oh. Okay.
No, that's low-hanging fruit. You can shoot that easy. That's the kind of fruit you just trip over. It's not low-hanging. It's rotting on the ground.
Well, yeah. These days.
I called you about my wife, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Is she okay?
She was having emotional problems. She's moody. She has, it's like different personalities. I almost feel like a polygamist at times because she has so many personalities, and none of which are slutty. You would think, but all of them have one thing in common. They don't like me.
Oh,
like polygamy.
At least she's consistent.
Yeah, it's consistent. Like it takes a village to not have sex with me, apparently.
Yeah, okay.
So it's always polygamy seems like a good idea, Frazier, because I know you've pondered it because know you.
Of course.
You're pondering it now.
I'm right now.
And math is the most lying sack. It's the worst language, math. It will lie to you every day of the week.
Every day.
Every day. So what happens in polygamy, they lack quality, go with quantity, so they get 1,400 ugly girls in bonnets. But I'd rather have three hot chicks in Venice. You see what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
Once again, is a liar.
Yep.
It betrays us every
it
day
does.
Of the week.
You can't win.
And you think, oh, okay, I'm coming home to 30 women. Well, guess what, Frazier? You don't have to guess.
I
got this
know.
For you.
I know. All right.
They start cycling together, not like Lance Armstrong. I mean, like, on their special time.
I gotcha.
And then you walk into your home, yeah. There's 1,400 women cycling at the same time.
I know.
That's how you do.
That's bad. And they all are wearing bonnets. It's
and thank you, and they're in bonnets.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens in a bonnet.
I would have to agree.
Yeah, that's hot. Let me take off your bonnet. You know, at that point, it's just turn tail and call your buddy. It's
pretty much over.
Get a shaving kit and just avoid women altogether.
Hook up some Xanax and leave.
Yeah, and then they're all on their period. It's like, where are you going to get that many tampons? You got to call the Army Corps of Engineers to get them airlifted. Can I get a sound effect?
That's pretty good.
Thank you, guys are good. Yeah. Airlifted in.
We got some tampons. We got some bleeders quadrant 7. Bleeders quadrant 7.
They're really good. You
that
guys are
good.
On time with those sound effects.
I know. I
found out tonight because
Dave's
of what happened with he's a pro.
Yeah.
And he doesn't wear pants. That's not
well,
easy. That's multitasking.
That's the other reason we have him here.
Yeah, now, that's another reason you have me here.
That's also true.
Is his pantsless tendencies.
That's true.
But I realized tonight why they call it the stroke of midnight. Because guess what I did at midnight, Frazier?
I hate to ask.
They call me stroke honest. Sorry.
Wow.
To the endemic people, I say this. Stroke of Hannes.
Okay.
Like they're listening.
All right, now listen, they are, actually. Now,
and I don't mean to say they, I mean to say those people.
Well, let me ask.
Sorry.
Let me ask, 2018, I know you're a big sports fan.
I'm not into numbers, but yeah.
Okay, do you think the Lakers are going to be any good? I mean,
how about what we did to our Texas D-backs tonight? Put up like 7,000 points in a loss, but at this point it's how are the Lakers losing? And we're putting up points on Houston. We're putting up points on Golden State. If you want to nitpick about who wins and who loses, if you're into that, we're not doing so well. But once again, math is a lying sack of crap.
You're right.
Math will betray you like women.
But bonnets.
Unlike math, women in bonnets, that's a given.
Yep.
We're sponsored by bonnets at the Frazier Smith Show. We haven't sold one since 1732, Frazier.
Well, apparently Mel's not doing a very good
job. No, you got to sell them on eGay. I think the lesbians enjoy those.
They do. I don't know what that meant either, but okay.
But at least New Year is a non-secular. Nobody's going to go, no, don't insult me. That's not my God. It's the only accent I can do.
Well done, though.
That was my guy from Alabama.
Was that the Bama guy?
Yeah,
really?
Didn't you see my one-man show? Oh, no, I'm still casting it. We're down to three women.
Really?
I think
to play you in a one-man show?
To play with me.
Oh, okay.
Got not neat. No, but seriously.
That's that Bama guy.
That's the Bama guy again.
All right, what do you think?
I have not a resolution.
Do you have resolutions?
Well, I have a high resolution, which is to get a better TV, because I got low res right now. But I'm realizing TVs are getting better, but TV is not. So I got high res suck.
Now you can see stuff that really sucks.
Yeah, I get to see stuff
very clearly.
Vividly that it blows.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Gay of Bones or whatever that is, which is like a dimly lit gay Harry Potter. Like, really?
It is dimly lit.
Dungeon and Douchebags. Yeah. I don't get on
That's
board.
An actual show? Dungeons and Douchebags is a show?
Frazier, yeah. I sent you all the notes.
Oh, okay.
You didn't get my pre-comedy notes?
I didn't get them.
They're like cliff notes. I jumped off of them earlier.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Let me ask something, though. Weed is now legal. What do you think?
Well, I think the douchebag tourists should pay the 78% because they think a handprint is interesting. They're going to Hollywood Boulevard going, look, it smells a little like urine. It's for tourists. Everybody else should keep their medical. But I do want to say this to you stoner dudes with your whining and crying about taxation. I think we're forgetting the important thing, and that hundreds of people are going to be free. Remember freedom? They're going to get out of jail, moms with kids, kids with moms, people that have infractions. It works retroactively, D-bags. So when you go, dude, no, I can't get what I... There's people that will be free.
You got to think of that.
Out of jail. It works retroactively. Pay the taxes and quit crying. It's freedom. I have a dream.
Apparently you do.
And it's cream-filled.
Uh-oh. Well, that can be trouble.
Yeah, hostess. Yeah.
Big trouble. All right. So do you have big plans for 2018? What are your goals?
Well, first of all, I'm going to go gather all the Christmas trees that are discarded now that, you know, I weep for them. They're just kicked curbside like shrub sluts. Jewish people don't do that.
Shrub sluts.
You don't see the menorah on the curb. We don't throw things away that were a borderline deity.
Yeah.
You decorate them, you worship them, and they get bukkakied and kicked to the curb. Pick a side, Goyim.
Yeah, okay. You know
so
what?
I'm going to save the tree. And you know what you do with trees? Send them to Israel. Those people, they love to
they
plant
love them.
Trees.
Yeah, they'll plant them. They, yeah.
I think they should have gone to a place with trees. But I don't want to tell people how to live. But if you love to plant trees so much, maybe move to a place with some trees.
Yeah. They love a curb slot.
What do you mean they? You racist.
Oh, wait
that's,
a minute.
I'm not coming back
those
till next
people.
Time.
Okay. There he is, the great Randy Kagan.
Happy New Year to everyone.
You too,
Fraser
my
Smith,
friend.
You're the man, and you guys are awesome. And thank you for not telling me to shut up. This is the only place that doesn't. We're all going to get married and join a gay polygamy colony.
I got to get you a bonnet. All right.
Yes, you, another one.
Randy Kagan, 95.5 KLOS, The Rock of Southern California.
On the next Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Happy holidays from all of us here on the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. We'll be back live January 2nd, 2018. So if you missed anything in 2017, check out FHFshow.com and become a VIP. Give it as a gift this year.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Weekday mornings 5:30 to 9:30 on The Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Getting screwed by your insurance company? Don't back down. Visit SweetJames.com.
Oh, we're back? All right, 95.5 KLOS, Rock, Southern California. Fraser Smith, I want to thank Randy Kagan. And we thank you for joining us, too. It's New Year's, 2018. And look who's joining us right now. Oh, yeah, Tanya Estrada.
What's up, everybody? 2018, here we are.
How you doing, honey?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm real good. What did you do for New Year's?
I ate a bunch of crab legs over at my friend Rosa's house.
That was your New Year's?
That was my New Year's.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds okay. That sounds good. I saw you the other night at the Ice House in Pasadena because there was a fundraiser for our friend Flacco.
Yes. Wasn't that great?
I he's been on the show, and he's a good friend, a comedian, and he has the Marfans.
Yes.
That's a heart thing. I don't even know exactly what it is, but it's an enlarged heart thing, I think, kind of, and something happened, and he's in the hospital.
Yeah.
So they had a fundraiser at the Ice House.
Yeah, his veins collapsed, or it was to avoid his veins collapsing, and his heart got weakened, so he's had two surgeries already.
Wow.
And Felipa Esparza was so nice to host
it. Came out
it.
And hosted it, and yeah.
Sold out the house.
Yeah,
wasn't
that was
that
great.
Great.
It was packed, and they made a lot of money for him, so that was great.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Well, it was good to see you out there.
Thank you.
Do you have New Year's resolutions that you're...
I figure I've been doing New Year's resolutions for I don't know how many years, so if I didn't get it right already, you know?
Yeah.
Why even try this year?
Why try? Yeah, why try? Have you ever had a weird New Year's gig?
A weird New Year's gig.
I told mine about they wouldn't turn off the bowl games during the show. And that was some of the biggest laughs I ever got. They weren't actually mine. They were laughing at whatever's on TV, but,
You had to do that during a New Year's show?
Yeah. They actually, because back, they didn't have bowl games today because it's Sunday, so, they had the pro games. But back in the day, New Year's fell on whatever night it was, they were having the bowl games, and they refused to turn them off during the show.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have something like that happen during New Year's, but like one time during the Lakers playoffs, I had to do comedy over at a bar off Crenshaw.
Right.
While the screens were still on.
See, the same thing. Yeah, it's never good.
Never good.
Now, do you remember Y2K? Guys, do you remember, Mel, do you remember the Y2K?
2000?
Yeah. Do you remember that far back?
Sometimes.
Well, I got to tell you, Mel, it was something else.
For no reason of everybody, the world's going to end when it hits midnight?
Yeah, I remember racing home to get home before midnight in case everything did shut down.
Everything was going to crash. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, and your ATM cards weren't going to work, and they were going to take all your money.
Well, mine doesn't work anyway, so for a different reason.
Yeah.
Well, it was a weird thing, though, I thought.
Yeah, it was.
The old Y2K. But this one seemed to go by pretty easily. Big deal.
Well, it's been 18 years since then, so I think they got it right, finally.
Well, let's hope.
I think they did.
And now smoking weed is legal, and is it just L.A., or is it...
Sort of like takes the adventure and the fun out of it.
Yeah, I don't really want to smoke somewhere.
I know, I'm quitting.
These guys are never going to know what it's like to find a guy that they have to go meet and watch their kids while they're weighing the stuff for you. It's just...
You're right, Mel. They've taken all the fun out of it. And, so what do you think?
Yeah, there's no more fun in it. That's my New Year's resolution. Stop smoking weed.
Is it good?
I'll stop smoking weed while I'm watching Cops in bed. That was always
that
fun.
Was your thing.
That was my thing. Yeah, they can't catch me.
Yeah. Well, they can't when you're at home.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they could. All right. Now, do you have advice for listeners?
Advice for
listeners. 2018.
For 2018.
What should they do?
For girls, don't date a guy with a kid. That's what you should do. I think that should be every year. That's a good advice.
That's a really?
Yeah.
Have you made that mistake?
Plenty. I think plenty of times by this time. So
she got stuck babysitting and he left.
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
That's what happens. That's why I was at home eating crab legs. I was babysitting.
How's your friend Marilyn Manson doing?
He's great. His birthday is on Friday.
Didn't he hurt his leg? He hurt his something happened?
His ankle. He broke his ankle. He broke his ankle on stage. We've been birthday shopping for him, Paula and I, my friend Paula. Mm-hmm. She says she's sorry she couldn't make it today. But we are going to his birthday on Friday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so
I bet that'll be a good birthday party.
Yeah, it's going to be a great birthday party. It's over at a private house up in a mansion. And I'm going to get a driver to drive me back and forth.
There you go.
Yeah, so I don't have to deal with, yeah. But I don't know what we're buying yet, but we've been looking at a lot of dead stuffed animals.
That seems like probably an appropriate gift for Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to get her.
How do you wrap a dead cat? I don't know.
I'm trying to dress it in clothing, and she's not having it. But, you know.
Okay.
So we got a few days to think about it.
You keep working on that.
I'm going to work on that. All right.
Tanya's with us. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. It's the Fraser Smith Show. It's 95.5 KLOS. Tanya Estrada. Just keep driving east. Until you run out of hope.
Until you run out of hope.
Eddie is shredding on that one, isn't he? 95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California. That is Van Halen. Fraser Smith here. And I thought Diamond Dave might be stopping by, Mel. Probably had to drive Uber tonight, huh? You thought it was Chinese New Year?
Yeah.
Maybe. He does get a little... his holidays confused sometimes, yeah. Tanya Estrada is with us, and I got a couple of resolutions, New Year's resolutions, that I haven't broken. I've broken most of them already, and it's only, what, a couple hours? Here's one. I resolved this year, 2018, to never again take Kim Jong-un to an all-you-can-eat Korean buffet. I did that last year. It cost me a fortune. He will not stop eating that guy. He loves Korean barbecue. Yeah, that's just one of my resolutions. The other one is not to let Bill Cosby fill the punch bowl at my Super Bowl party.
That went terribly wrong last year.
It did.
Because then they blamed the white guy.
Well, sure. Sure, I'll get blamed on that. I also this is something new. I resolved to, in 2018, to start giving a rat's ass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
in my life, I have never given a rat's ass. I never have.
Oh, my God.
But now, 2018, I think it's going to happen.
That's a little scary,
pigs
actually.
Flying
yeah.
right now?
Yeah, I'm going to give a rat's ass. If I can find one. If I can find one.
Is that...
They're hard to find.
Maybe you should start with like a mouse's ass. And yeah. Work your way up to
you
a
might
rat,
have to work up to a rat's ass. Yeah. I'm not going
to. You set the bar this high.
Yeah. You don't have to set the bar that high for that. That's just a couple of them. I'll see if I have any more. No, that's it. But well, that's a good one, don't you think?
That was great.
I do have predictions, though.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Want to hear predictions?
Mm-hmm.
These are pretty bad, too. Let me see. I told I predict that Frosty from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank will become the new Pep Boy, making him Frosty, Moe, and Jack.
It's pretty genius.
Yeah. I predict that Harvey Weinstein will get banned from Home Depot for attempting to have sex with a fern.
I'm sure he's already been kicked out of the nursery department.
Probably.
Stay away from the plants.
I predict that rapper Cardi B will become a personal trainer in 2018 and change her name to Cardi O. Cardi B, get it? Come on.
I get it.
Come on. I already did the thing about Trump's hair exploding, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Those are my predictions, and all of a sudden I'm giving a rat's ass. Hey, yes. Dave, who'd you see? The Misfits?
Yeah, I saw the Misfits.
How were they?
You went?
Yes, Tanya, I went to the Misfits.
Where were they?
At the Forum.
Oh, really?
That?
Oh, wow. They sold out. Wow. How was the show?
Incredible.
They're incredible, right?
Once in a lifetime experience to see the original Misfits.
Awesome. Or the OG.
Yeah. Glenn Danzig back.
Danzig was with him? Oh, yeah. My God. Well, no wonder they stole. Wow.
Singing all the old tunes from, what was it, 77 through 83, I think they were.
Man, they were awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
So the show was great?
That was incredible.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. When are you going to hear those songs again, you know?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Anything else? You see anybody else?
No, I was going to go see Flaming Groovies tonight, but...
Oh, that would have been good, too.
Hang out with some friends and just do the New Year's Eve thing.
Now, you saw a lot of concerts this year. You see more concerts than anybody I know, I think. What was your favorite concert of the year?
I mean, that...
Saw a lot of good ones.
That Misfits show last night, because I was able to go backstage and hang out, and, you know, it was, all in all, a really great night.
So that was cool.
It ranks up there, for sure.
All right. Who else?
ELO was great.
ELO at the Bowl, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mel went to that, too, right?
You have a chance to see him this coming up, what is it, July or August?
August.
Yeah.
August.
Highly recommend to see that band.
That was a good one, too, huh?
Yeah. I think we're missing something here. Did you see his hair?
Well, yeah, the hair.
He cut it.
I didn't know that was his. Wow, that's a good look, bro.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Is that what you cut the ponytail? What happened?
Yeah, I cut the hair.
Yeah. Looks good, man. Yeah.
Thank you, Frace.
You're rocking.
No Samson.
You turn 50, you cut the hair, you know.
Well, yeah, that's what happened to me.
There's going to be no Samson side effects at all?
Nah, none.
He does look a little sleepy.
He does.
Yeah. All right, well, guys, I want to show you. So is it time to thank everybody?
We got a couple
more
minutes.
Play some tunes.
Should we play a tune before we thank everybody?
I think, did Tanya have a request? She said,
what would you like to hear?
Oh, a song? Oh, I want to hear The Authority by John Mellencamp.
All right, we're going to play that right now.
Authority song?
Wink, wink. all right, we'll play what we got and then we'll try it. We'll find it.
Later.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, 95.5. Sound a lot like Mellencamp. The Caesars and Jerk It Out by request from Louis C.K. on 95.5 KLOS, The Rock of Southern California. I'm getting requests all night long. It's been amazing. Celebrities, everybody checking in. Tanya Estrada is with us. Tanya, great to see you.
Great to see you too, Frazier.
And are you excited for a big 2018?
Very, very excited. So far, I've made it this far and no DUI, so...
Well, it's only a couple hours, but that's good.
Yeah.
All right, we better thank everybody. Yeah, we want to thank everybody. First of all, Mike Fox.
Yes.
The White Bronco. We got to thank him. He did a fantastic job, as always. We also had Bill Kalmanson on the show.
Yes, we did.
He was playing the...
clarinet.
Clarinet, that's what it was, yeah. And Randy Kagan, I don't know what was going on there with Randy Kagan.
He was being Randy Kagan, and we appreciate that.
We do. But yes. I think you better think about decaf.
Yeah,
also, Dave Kaplan is here. Dave Kaplan, man.
Yes.
Come on, give him a hand. You saw the Misfits at the forum. Tom Coy, my buddy, was here tonight hanging out. It's good to see Tommy, always.
Best sweater of the night.
Easily wins that award.
Yeah.
Also, Barry Katz,
the
OG creator of Industry Standard, called in with some tips on something. What was he talking about? Advice for people in 2018.
Yeah.
To stay positive, I think that's what it was, right?
Right.
We also want to thank all of you for texting in your requests tonight. We played a lot of them. I hope you got to hear some of your requests. And we had a great time. Six straight hours of
they
rock.
Keep texting. I'll play some stuff, too.
Will you? Yeah, keep texting, absolutely. Would you? 800-955-KLOS. Who else do we need to thank there, Mel? Mel Garcia. Oh.
Yes,
come
Mel.
On. There he is. Yeah, he played Hans Cholo in the new Star Wars movie, the Last Pachuco. Yeah, the Last Pachuco. There he is. He's got a watch fob. He's rolling. All right. What am I talking about? All right, I want to thank all of you. Happy New Year, guys. Let's have a good one this time. All right, 2018, let's make it happen. We thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next week on the Fraser Smith Show. For Fraser Smith, I am Fraser Smith. We are, what? Out!